One of the responsibilities I know that you incur with producing sobering, credible research, such as we're talking about today, is that to some degree you also have some responsibility to come up with some solutions, or at least point the way to a recalibration of the circumstance that you're researching. And I'd like for you to identify for us in this last segment here a couple of significant questions here at the end, but I'm going to ask you four quick questions that will tend to summarize somewhat what we've talked about today. And if you could just give as brief answers as you could to them. So if I could, let me just go to the first question here. In your opinion, is patriotism or being a patriotic American critical for the future of a free America and our constitutional republic?
Yeah, I think it's easy to argue that we're close to the precipice of losing many of those freedoms. I think over the past year we've come back from the precipice a little bit, but yes, absolutely, that is the case. It's critical.
Okay, let me ask you a second question then. Is there a clear connection between one's level of biblical understanding and one's level of patriotism?
Yeah, to me that was one of the benefits of doing this research, is that now we actually have quantified evidence of the fact that there's a strong correlation between what a person believes spiritually and what they believe, not only politically, but even about patriotism. Yeah.
Okay, third question. Then, is being a good Christian foundational for being a good patriot and for the continuance of our constitutional republic?
Again, I think the answer would have to be yes. There's certainly an abundance of historical evidence of that. The founding fathers of the country relied upon it. So, yeah, it's not to say that you can't be a good citizen if you're not a Christian, but the evidence certainly points toward Christians having a clearer understanding and pathway toward being good citizens of a nation that was designed like America.
Okay, and then the last question here, just kind of a summary question. Is there then a direct connection between silent pulpits and a lethargic church and therefore anemic patriotism and a divided nation?
Yeah, I believe that there is. You know, what we come to know is that when you look at the entities that influence our culture, the church has the opportunity to be one of those. But to a large extent, that kind of silence on these types of issues has rendered it to be virtually impotent in that cultural development discussion. And so we, I think, would be better off if we had churches that we're willing to speak up about these core biblical principles. It's our job as a community of believers to really be addressing those things and to be relating them in very pragmatic ways to the nation that we live in and our responsibilities to it.